Blog Talk Radio.
It's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. We are on our 31st episode in the series. Thank you for joining us tonight and me, your host, DW, on Blog Talk Radio. It is 11:01 Eastern Time. We are back with another edition. Yesterday, we had a very great guest on board with a very good show. And tonight, we have special guest from BYU tight end Devin Mahina. He will be joining us very shortly, a very decorated player in the college football ranks. He's had a phenomenal offseason with many all-star invites, the NFLPA game, as the Covenant Senior Bowl. He was down there in Mobile. He's a tall red zone threat who's tough over the middle, uses his big frame to win jump balls. He's a passionate player. He's great in the red zone, and he's something that coaches really like to see. And, you know, scouts doing evaluation. He was also a 2014 FBS All-Independent Team consideration. He was a John Mackey Award Watch winner, which is the biggest tight end award in the country, as well as a preseason Independent Team All-American. So he's quite a decorated player. Devin will join us here very shortly to talk about his journey going into the NFL, about his coaching staff, the famous shadow comparison segment. I watched his film, broke it down, and I'm going to tell you who he reminds me of in the NFL today, as well as we'll get his take on his experiences going through college and how the coaching staff has helped him develop. We have also, if you've missed any of these interviews, and then they're in there in entirety, all other 30 episodes, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Great way to get involved with the series draft prospects. Last night, we had a junior that's going into the senior season. We have just a whole bunch of Kenneth Scott was our guest last night from Utah. A lot of great guests we've had on air. So don't forget to check us out, NFLDraftWarRoom.com. A whole bunch of different interviews. Small school mock draft that Mickey and I just updated. Mickey's updating the big board constantly. And just a whole bunch of different things you can check out. So without further ado, I would love to bring on Devin on air with us right now. Devin, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing good. What's going on?
Not too much. It's been another long day in the office for me. The last few hours I've been trying to prepare for our show. I've been doing my homework on you and been trying to figure out a little bit more about your game. I've known about you since August, and when you made your Senior Bowl appearance, which I was thinking that you would get an invite, I knew that you were becoming an all-developed tight end, and the scouts are starting to really look into further, and I think it's really big. But let's jump straight into it. I've told our listeners a little bit about you, how big you are, some of your accolades, your all-star game invites, and what kind of guy you are on film. Now, I didn't go into too much detail because I want to hit that a little on later on in the show. But let's jump straight into it. We've got about 20 minutes to talk some football and about your journey at BYU. Down for it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started. So tell me about your transitional point from high school to college. What kind of teams were looking at you through the process? I'm sure that you were a big-time player, you know, BYU is an established school. I'm sure you had some other schools like Arizona, UCLA. Tell me about the process from high school to college, and then we'll talk about your experience and how you made your decision with Coach Mendenhall and his staff.
Alrighty. So my process, you know, similar to most high school kids, you know, I went to a bunch of football camps. You know, I went to, you know, the Spark Combine training and Nike combines back in the day. And, you know, I really tried to show, you know, that I could play college ball. You know, I was pretty lucky as a kid in high school. I was 6'6". So I automatically passed the eye test, you know, right out of high school. And, yeah, you know, I was pretty highly recruited. I had offers from all the Pac-12 schools. But, you know, a big difference between me and other high school kids was I chose to forego my college years and do a two-year mission trip for my church. So I did that for 2 years before I started college. And, you know, a lot of the other colleges were actually willing to wait for me, hold on my scholarship. But I just, after taking all my official visits, I decided to go with BYU. And I did my verbal committed there at my official visit at BYU because I just felt like it was the best place for me to be. And then...
I was going to say, how did that decision come about, and how did Bronco Mendenhall really make you feel welcome to BYU's campus?
You know, he's all about character, and, you know, he's just, it's not just about football, it's about becoming a better man, too. And, you know, I felt like that's what I needed in my life at that time was to be a good football player, but also to develop as a young man, to make smart decisions in my life. And so I felt, you know, he was going to help me do both of those things. And, you know, BYU's had a great tradition of tight ends, and so I felt like that's a place I could be to continue the legacy.
I think it's so important that, you know, you pick a school that you're going to relate to. You know, BYU's historically been known as a very good football school. They've had a lot of good prospects to come out, especially in the last few years. I'm going to ask you about one of your former teammates in just a little while, but we'll touch more on that. How is the BYU staff? And also I wanted to mention, I think that's great that you do mission work. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. I usually try to do something every summer with less fortunate people in South Carolina. That's where I'm from. So, you know, that's something near and dear for me. And, you know, that was quite a step, I'm sure, for you to do mission work straight out of high school instead of, you know, holding off on college for 2 years. You know, I think that's incredible.
Thank you.
But as I was going to get to before that, I was going to praise you for that. Tell me about your how has the BYU staff really developed you into an all-around tight end, someone that can not only block but, you know, is a red zone threat and that has soft hands and shows toughness over the middle. That's something that really pops on film with you. But how have they developed you into an all-around tight end going forward through this process?
I think the BYU coaching staff did a great job of just teaching me work ethic because constantly there was guys that were other tight ends. When I went in there, there was four other tight ends that I had to compete against. And so, you know, the coaches just said, you know, the best will play. And so, you know, I decided – you know, I either had a choice, either to, you know, not try as hard because I knew I wasn't gifted enough as the other guys, or, you know, work really hard and show that I am gifted and that I do belong on the playing field. And so I think, you know, once I got the spot, you know, with all the work ethic, it went into perfecting my craft. And that was watching NFL teams, watching tight ends and what they're doing and just trying to replicate what they do. And I think that's, you know, one of my biggest things is that I, you know, I may not be the most explosive or, you know, other things, but I think I do everything pretty well. And so I would think that's what makes me such a viable, asset to an NFL team.
You know, I think you have a whole bunch to offer to an NFL team. I know that talent evaluators, scouts, you know, general managers have been looking at you a little bit closer. We'll talk a little bit about your All-Star game experiences in just a bit. But let's talk about who you mold your game around or who do you compare yourself into the league today. Even if you don't compare yourself and you mold yourself around, you know, different people, who's one that you watch close to, you know, try to better your game?
I would say Rob Gronkowski. You know, he's just the most versatile tight end in the game. You know, he blocks really well, but he also gets down the field and has really nice hands. So I think, you know, he's just a threat. He's too fast for linebackers and he's too big for safeties. And he can also block big DNs. So I just think that's someone I try to copy my game.
You know, I've been watching your film most of the day, and you're a pretty good blocker, and you have really good hands. You show toughness. A guy that you remind me of is Jermaine Gresham, that played for Cincinnati for so many years. You know, Gresham is an inch shorter than you, of course, but, you know, it's the physicality that reminds me you and Gresham have the same kind of build. Also, Tyler Furt is more of a receiving tight end. So, you know, I can see a mix between Tyler and Jermaine as, like yourself. You know, you have soft hands, you can go up, and, you know, you're tough. And that's something that, you know, NFL teams are going to definitely like. You know, you're going to be willing to go over the middle, make that big third down catch that they need. So Jermaine Gresham is kind of who I see your game like.
Thanks. I've never heard that before. I probably need to start watching some film on him and check him out.
It's just the physicality and, you know, the way he goes up for it. You're too, like I said, he's an inch shorter than you, but I think you have very similar demeanor in your game. Tell me about your transitional point this year with you going forward to the college All-Star games. You were invited to the NFLPA game, which was a huge opportunity, and you capitalized on that. And then Phil Savage gave you the call to go to the Senior Bowl. Talk to me about your thought process and how you felt when you got your invite, first with the NFLPA game and then going down to Mobile, which we'll talk a little bit about Mobile more in detail.
So, before the year even started, I had written my goals down and hung them up in my apartment of what I wanted to accomplish. Some of them I didn't, and some of them I did, and the opportunity to I wrote down start in the Senior Bowl, and as the season progressed, I got a letter from NFLPA game saying, you know, you're invited to play. And at first, I was a little bummed because I was like, I want to go to the Senior Bowl, but then I kind of changed my mindset. Like, this is a great opportunity. You never know what could happen from this. So I decided, you know, I was gonna play hard. I was going to try really hard and get to know the coaches and socialize and, you know, do both sides of the game, you know, talking to the scouts and getting to know the coaches really well and who they know, and then also, you know, backing it up with my play. So I got to be really good friends with Anthony Beck, the tight end coach, for my team. And, you know, he really liked me. He liked the way I played. He liked that I was just really consistent in how I played. And he actually helped me get a phone call from Phil Savage, inviting me to the Senior Bowl. And then that Saturday I played. The next Sunday I was on a plane to Alabama getting ready for another week of another bowl game. So I was just really excited, and, it's just been a great opportunity just to get exposure and get my name out there because, that's half the battle. So it's just been such a blessing.
It is half the battle. Sometimes, you know, small school guys, you know, BYU obviously is not a small school, but sometimes even the big school guys get overlooked, and I think any little bit of exposure one can get really helps their draft stock. The announcers were really impressed with your ability, with the soft hands, toughness, what I mentioned. Did you have any interaction with any of the media that tried to really help your cause in the week? Somebody, you know, NFL Network, you know, Charles Davis, Daniel Jeremiah. Was there any of those guys that interacted with you during your week in Mobile?
You mean the commentators?
Commentators or anyone from the media, someone that, you know, tried to elevate your game up to really give you exposure.
Yeah, there was a couple of people that came up and tried to do some interviews with me. But, you know, time was just so we were so busy at the Senior Bowl. It was really hard to squeeze everybody in. But, you know, I can't really think of anybody off the top of my head. I just know that I tried to, you know, show off in practice. That way the commentators would talk about me. I know there was a time where I scored one-on-ones and I spiked the ball, and I think they were kind of upset at that and saying, like, the defense is going to be mad about that. But, you know, any way that I could, you know, find some way to be talked about, I think any media is good media, so.
Well, I know Mike Mayock had mentioned the blurb about you during the actual game, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, he impressed me throughout the week with his emotion and, you know, really trying to make an impact this week to be felt. I know he mentioned your NFLPA game, so I know Mike Mayock had a little blurb on you, but I can't exactly remember what he said. Let's move into something I like to bring up with any guy that, you know, comes on the show. We're talking about alums that have made an impact on your life and someone that's given you, I guess, insight for the next level grind. I'm going to ask you about a specific teammate, which I'm sure you blocked against in practice, someone that I had the pleasure of interviewing that was probably one of the most quiet guys I've ever interviewed over the last few years I've interviewed players, which is Ziggy Ansah, now the Detroit Lions star. Let's talk about Ziggy. Has he helped you with the process going forward to the NFL? And how has he helped you with this grind going forward?
Yeah, Ziggy, he's a great guy. You know, somebody who, you know, just a genetic freak. Going up against him every day in practice, you know, he wasn't as, you know, good as he is now, but he was pretty raw back then. And just to see where he's progressed now is just a huge blessing for him. You know, he's a guy that I talk to and try to ask questions, you know, about, you know, what, because, you know, as a rookie, we have no idea what the next couple of months are going to happen. So he just always says, just live in the now. Don't worry about what's in the future. Just work as hard as you can now. And you know, when pro day comes, just show them what you've been working on and just try to impress them. And so, you know, that's my goal, is just to impress. Because I know, especially as an older guy, I can't be below average. I can't be average. I got to be above average. That way I stand out. And so that's just my goal, is just to stand out.
I know your pro day is coming up. How have you prepared yourself mentally and physically? I rounded your numbers a little bit up. I think the school website had you at 250. I put 5 pounds on you because I presume you've put on some muscle and a little bit of weight just for the conditioning sake. How have you conditioned yourself to get ready for the pro day grind?
I think I'm doing pretty well. I'm pretty impressed with how I'm progressing at this point. And, you know, I'm just ready to show what I can do. You know, sticking to my diet, not cheating. And then also just working on every certain drill, doing all kinds of exercises to increase those. And I think half of the battle is the mental part. It's just making sure you get quality reps and not overdoing it, because sometimes you can overthink. You know, if you start worrying about times too much, that can actually, you know, stress you out and make you tight and tense, and you know, I'm just trying to be relaxed and smooth as I do it. So just making sure I stay focused mentally and just, you know, as my trainer says, try to be like Enrique Iglesias, just smooth.
That's a great saying. You know, I think that's something that you can, you know, keep in your mind always, even at the next level grind or whatever you do. You know, I think that's something you always can keep in mind. Let's move into the three wish segment, I like to call it, which pretty much is I'm your genie and you found me in a bottle. You summoned me. I'm granting you three wishes. Your only stipulation is you cannot instant wish yourself to an NFL team. You have to get around that somehow. If you want to wish for something else around the NFL, you can. But you can't instantly wish for NFL success.
Okay. But it's got to be about football?
Yeah, it can be about football. It just, you can't instantly say, hey, I'm instantly to the Packers.
If I had three wishes. Oh, man, that's tough. Never really had anybody ask me what I wish for. I would wish for wisdom, ultimate wisdom, and let's see. Can I do one football? If I could do one about football, I would do.
I'll give you a hint. Guys have got around this question quite well. They always say something about scouts. I'm not going to actually say it. Something about scouts or general managers to be seen. You know, I'm hinting to you. I don't want to give it away because, you know, it's your wish. But the guys I've had on the show before have gotten around the question, and I've accepted it because it's not saying I'm instantly on a team, but it's something close to it.
Okay, wait. What's the goal of this game again?
Three wishes. Pretty much you just wish for something you want. So I'll give you a second wish that's a good football thing. The opportunity for scouts to come out, you see you, and give your best at your pro day. The opportunity for a GM to actually look at you again, stuff like that. That's what the guys have actually come out and said. Other guys who said, I just want the opportunity to be seen. And, you know, someone got to come to my pro day and take a better look at me.
Okay. Yeah, I would say have all the GM and head coaches at my pro day.
There you go. That worked.
And then I would say to have my agent's phone be busy on pro day. Or on draft day.
Okay. Okay.
Does that work?
That's interesting. Yeah, that works. I haven't heard that one before, actually. I've never heard someone say, I want my agent to be busy with phone calls and, you know, people calling for you. So, you know, that's getting around it, too, and that works, too. So I would be more than happy to grant those three wishes for you. Let's move into the last segment of the show. I like to call sell yourself to a general manager. It kind of ties in with the last thing. Your pro day is coming up, and you do really well. GMs and scouts are impressed with you. Your favorite teams, I don't know who your favorite team is. I'm not going to go there because usually at this point in the year you become noncommittal because you want to make an impression on anyone. But in your mind, sell yourself to your favorite team's general manager. And they're right in front of you. They brought you in for a private workout and said, Devin, we really like what we saw today. Sell yourself to me and tell me why you're a good fit for my franchise.
I would say you want me on your team because I'm the leader. Not just vocally, but example, I do everything right on the field and off the field. I'm dependable and reliable and consistent.
Short and sweet, you know, it's great to be a leader. You know, guys in the NFL front office do look at that. Dennis Hickey from the Miami Dolphins last year drafted 7 college leaders in his draft last year. So, it, you know, it's obvious he values leaders. And I think other people do, guys that are going to lead by example in the locker room. And, you know, I think, you know, with your work ethic, your physicality, the tools that you have, a general manager would be really lucky to have you. I think it's outstanding that you want to make yourself better. You know, in the bio, I said that, you know, you work hard every day to make yourself, or you work hard to get better every day. And that's something that, you know, I think I really have seen. You know, I haven't seen you in the locker room. I haven't seen you on the practice field, per se, but I can understand that you're a hard worker, and, you know, it shows from just a lot of different things.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you saying that.
Oh, it's definitely, I mean, you're welcome. I definitely see it. I really just wish you the best. I know that you're going to do great at the next level. Hopefully you'll get the opportunity that you deserve. Well, that's part of the show. I'm going to let you give a shout-out to anyone in the world you want. It can be a multiple group of people, your teammates. I see that you're married, that you have a wife, or, you know, anyone that you want to give a shout-out to, the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, first off, I want to give a shout-out to you for giving me this opportunity to be interviewed. Secondly, shout-out to my wife. I haven't seen her in 6 weeks, and so I'll be going home this weekend. It'll be a great moment to see her again. And to my family and to all my friends and teammates back at BYU who are going through spring ball right now. And then to all the NFL teams out there who will get a great guy if they draft me. So that's my shout-outs.
Well, Devin, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for the shout-out. I know your wife's probably listening tonight, and she's probably dying to see. 6 weeks is a long time. So,
yeah.
I really wish you the best going forward with your NFL journey. If you need anything at all, just let me know. Shoot me a message on Twitter or email me. I'm always open to communication and talk. I really just, like I said, wish you the best at your pro day and every opportunity that you might have to come in front of you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great evening.
You too.
Sports fans, Devin Mahina, tight end from BYU, a great young man with a great head on his shoulders. You know, he's a little bit older going to the NFL. He did mission work for the first few years before he went to college at BYU. He wants to help the fellow man. He's a leader in the locker room. He said that in his last part of the segment. I compare him to Jermaine Gresham. He's got a lot of physicality, the athletic traits to be a very good tight end at the next level. Someone's going to get a steal in the late rounds with this guy. Devin is a guy that any general manager would be lucky to have. He's a red zone threat. He's a decorated player at the college ranks. He's an NFLPA All-Star. He's a Senior Bowl All-Star. He's a FBS All-Star team player. He is a John Mackey Award watch list. There's a whole bunch of things that he provides. So with that being said, thank you, Devin, for coming on tonight. Devin Mahina, tight end from BYU, on the 31st episode of Inside the War Room. I'm your host, DW. I hope everyone has a great evening. Tomorrow night, I will bring you another edition of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone, and have a great evening.